This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, let's go. So we're up to Simon Vov, Seif Beis, but we actually, in my enthusiasm to share that email and the Vov from Matzio, I didn't actually do the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, so let's quickly do that. It's quite short. This is the Mishnah Berurah on Seif Aleph. So the Lashon is going through the Lashon of the Brach of Asher Yatzah. So it says the Mishnah Berurah Chalulim. Now the next one, Chalulim, I think on the next page, Chalulim, Pirush Evarim, Chalulim. It means limbs which have cavities in them, Lo Yom Chalolim, because that's a different meaning. Chalolim, Devachol, Lo Shaykh Bria. Chalol is a corpse, is a dead body. We're talking Chalulim, a different word. Shemisosim, Kachi Girsa Sarama. Now we don't have that Girsa, we do go around. He says, I have a Girsa, Shalom, Varashi, Vrif, Varash, Vimifaseach, Kaidem. First. So not like the Girsa he has. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. We are Goris in Yifoseach first. Now, there are two Girsos. There are some Nuschas which say Shoachas and some not. So says Mishnah Berurah, what is the problem with saying Shoachas? For Koshele, the Adam source of Pipabishos. Sometimes you can close your mouth for many hours. We have a minute not to say afilu shoachas. Okay, so there are different discourse. He says Mishmur Anusuch is not to say afilu shoachas. Efsha. Some people say a betzeri tachtolos. Efsha. Ki hamil nigzeres min ayin. It's a derivative of the word ayin. To say EFSHA, Shagam Kane, Kavanosu Kamo Ayan. EFSHA also means, comes to the same thing. Kamedhsiv E Kovich, Pishrashi Sham Shakamosu Kamo Aim Kovich. Rafe Chayli, Babacho Vishla, Matamesha Kosu Shaino Machayli, Rak Rafe Kol Bosa, which indeed is what we say. The Taz Kosov, the Shnea Gisos, Hin the Chenit, the Chodu Limchik Achas Mehen, Ayan Sham. Okay, and then the Ramos says, why is it mafli la'asos? Because it's a keller that the Dover Ruchni and Dover Gashmi can be in the same body. But the Kavonis Kosov, the Hanashoma Nehenis Miruchnis, Hamachel Baguf Nehenim Migashmi Samachel. That the Neshoma can benefit from the Ruchni within the food, amazing. And the Guf can be Nehne from the Gashmi, it's the physical in the food. And therefore it's combined. In the Michael. Okay, now let's go to Simon Beis. Sif Beis. This is Simon Vov Sif Beis. Yesh Meagim, Lahamtin Levarach on the Tzidusudayim, Ad Boyam Lebesach Knesses. There are some people who wait to say the Brochum on the Tzidusudayim until they come to Shul. Umasadrin Oisei in Shah Brochus, and they put it together with all the other Brochus they say as part of Brochus HaShachar. Ubnei Sfarad Le Noagu Kain. Ubnei Sfarad are not Noheg like this, says the Ramah, for I'll call upon him. Shouldn't make the bracha twice. Someone who has already made the bracha in his home should not make the bracha again in the Beis HaKnesses. And so too, someone who's already said in shul shouldn't say in his house. If someone learns a little bit at home before he comes to shul, he should make it the bracha in his house for lo yivarech beis haknesses. But afilu b'chayi gavni yesh nagim esadr mishar with the bracha beis haknesses. Even the bracha beis haknesses. Even then, there are some people who still do the whole lot in shul. So let's do Mishnah Berurah. This is Mishnah Berurah in Sif Beis, Sif Katan Zayin. Lahamtin says the Mishnah Berurah. Kavona mer Yehuda Chosid. There is a tradition from Yehuda Chosid. Hayotze mebeisay lebeis haknesses. Kedim shispalo yom pasuk Shema Yisrael. He says the pasuk Shema Yisrael. People have different minhagim what they do when they leave their home. I remember a meeting where Victor Miller used to say, before he left his home every time, Shmar says Seinu Ba'inu. L'chaim L'sham. He always used to say that. So the Yehuda Chosid says Mishnah Berurah would say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. Av lechavin shlulot says b'zeh ha-mitzvah say the Kriya Shema. He didn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. He just said the Pasuk. L'mk n'yari sheyav v'zman Kriya Shema, unless of course it was running late on Shabbos morning or whatever, and he didn't want to miss the Sofs of Kriya Shema. But I'm going to come to Sofs and Menvov, Mashi, Kosav, and Mishra, and Shom. Okay. Levarich, Sivkot, and Ches. The Daf came, Holich, Liyad, Lebeis, HaKnesses. When the Mishra, when the Mechaba says, Nagin, Lahamtin, Levarich, and the Tiles, Yodayim, that's, he says, that's if you're going straight to Shul. But if you're learning at home, or you're learning a little bit before going to shul, or you're doing other things, you're schmoozing, or you're talking to someone, and then you're going to shul, then and you're making this and then that's not good, because you should try and do the brach on the time as close to the action of actually washing your hands. Those people who say Tehillim every morning before Netilas Yadayim, lo yofahim oisim to have a hefsek gadol, because then it's a big hefsek, because you're saying, you're washing your hands, you're saying Tehillim, and then you're making the bracha. Kosav halavush, oisim sha'erim Tehillim, those people who have a minhag to say Tehillim every single day, tov yoseh she'erim kodim ha'tefillah, you should say it before the tefillah. Ayin shamatan, take out the time. It's just one line in footnote 6. He says, what is the time? Why do people, why should you say to them before davening better than after davening? So he says, quoting the Levush in footnote 6, because it has the effect of cutting off and dispelling those kitrugim that get in the way of our tefillas. And he brings the Shad and Shuvah, the Seres Petshuvah, that's why people who are saying Tehillim as a form of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're doing it as a form of tefillah and tachanunim and bakasha, then it's better to say Tehillim after davening. So the yesh v'yesh. Okay, let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Lo nagu, siv katan tes. Lo nagu kein. V'haskomas achronim. What is the correct procedure? V'haskomas achronim is linuk anshi sfarat, to be knowing like anshi sfarat, shelo lahafsik lechatchil v'en birchaz al antilis v'dayim al antilim, not to make a gap between the broch and the actual washing, the other round. And miyad, you know, to the other, as soon as you wash your hands, sarach levarach amatisuzayim, you should make amatisuzayim. However, ach, in be'esh, you know, to the other, would sarach levarach. If, when you wake up in the morning, you wash negavasa, and invariably you're going to need the bathroom, then, afilu b'divrei Torah also, you can't to say divrei Torah. Afilu yochol lahamid atzmal paras, even if you can hold off from going to the toilet a little bit, ein lo levarach amatisuzayim at shiyas tzorach. You shouldn't make the broch of amatisuzayim until you've been to the bathroom, vivarach al tzeis yadayim v'ashiyotz, and then you say both together al tzeis yadayim and ashiyotz. V'ayin lekamen b'simin tzadi beis siv aleph v'hago of Mishnah Berurah shom v'ayin el b'simin dad of Mishnah Berurah shekosav nusham b'shem chay adam shelechapchila yoyis etayv lahamtim levarach al tzeis yadayim ad la'ach shemenak atzim v'rus lisbala. Better to go to the bathroom first, and then you can say the brachas. The oz yotz lekul alma. What he means there, I'm sham. What he means the kul alma is because according to the Rosh, if you wash into this time and make the bracha, and then you go to the bathroom, according to the Rosh, you need to make the this time again, because you touch parts of the body which are already covered. So therefore, says the Chai Adam, the best thing to do is, you need the bathroom, you wash the vasa, or if you're desperate in the bathroom, you go to the bathroom first, then you wash into this time, and then you make the bracha, the two together. Now we'll see halacha l'maisa in a second. But ayin sham be halacha, shekusavnu, the toiv oz, in that situation where you're delaying the Netilas Yadayim, you're not saying it immediately after washing Negavasa, then if you're already pushing off your Netilas Yadayim and you're saying Asher Yotzeh, then do the rest of Birchas HaShachar then as well. And then you fulfilled your obligation according to everyone. The Maaser Rav writes, in the name of the God, the same thing in the name of the Chai Adam. No, sorry, like the Chai Adam. But if he doesn't want to do that and just wants to make the bracha on Tzitzis Adayim, then he has got what to rely on. Even the person who's going to daven to be omit, he says this in his house. Once he says all these brachas at home, he should not be saying the brachas again in shul. You said them already. Because nowadays you're not being moit to them properly. Everyone is blocky to say these brachas. Everyone says the brachas for themselves. And they don't want to be yotze zayin from the shteach tzibur. Where there is the custom that the shteach tzibur does it, like us, says the Mishnah Berurah in his day, the shteach tzibur would be made to everyone in all these brachas on Yom Nerayim. Then don't say them in your home. And by mistake, you already said them at home. Someone who hasn't yet been yotze should be mitzi others. You've got to be very clear to say the brachas clearly. Some people just say the beginning and the ends of the brachas, that's not good enough. You've got to be saying the whole lot. The kibbish kamasa as a bracha lahitzi, because you'll be meitzi the other person. So for shemei lahashmi al lishmaya, kol lashna bracha, you've got to hear every single word, the whole bracha. B'chiyai gavna, says the Mishnah Berurah, haynu, mashinagim reiv hamoin ha'om, l'ispalos slichas kredim ha'abarakim b'mei ha'slichas, slichas ha'am. You say slichas very early in the morning, v'shamas kirin kalab sukim, and in as part of slichas, you're saying lots of sukim, v'achach m'varchim on tzitzot ha'am b'chitzotara, and then you just start shachris, and then you say nitzitzot ha'am in b'chitzotara. Well, the inner brachas ha'torah yesh li'ashik tzatz. Now, how can you do that? Because you've said all the slichas and all of these psukim. So for birchas ha'torah, you can be miyashiv a little bit by saying, you're not learning. This is just part of tefillah, these psukim. When is chayv and brachas ha'torah, and they don't need brachas ha'torah, if he does, he's a poskim. Commission is rather simon men bob, see if tes, ba'agav, ba'ansham mishnabura, ach, ve'inin and tzvah sedayim, shenav sikim ba'av soker, kuzay tzarech in liyashiv. You know, you're washing your hands, you're saying the slichas, which can be quite a long time, and then you're saying shachris, and you say anna tzvah sedayim. There's a massive gap between the washing and the saying of the bracha. Therefore, the post can say you shouldn't do that. You should rather say they say that at this time when you wake up in the morning. And don't say it again when you get to shul. Go to the bathroom after saying slichas. Let me just finish by saying there's a lovely sefer by Rav Simcha Ben Kohen, who's got a series of fantastic ones on the laws of daily living, I think, which is the latest one. He summarizes in one paragraph the halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah rules that it is best to follow the opinion of the Chai Adam, that's what we just read, who rules that if one knows that prior to prayer he will need to use the lavatory, which is very, very shaykh, he should delay reciting the blessing until after using the lavatory. Right? So therefore, that's what we do. We go to the bathroom, and then we say, in that case, it should be recited together with a series of blessings recited at the beginning of Shachris. Right? And therefore, that's what we do. We say Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaTorah, all together in one shot. That's the most prevalent minhag, I think. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.